Well, it's the big show.
Big show coming to town this week. Brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. Our list this week contains five candidates for the biggest show coming to town. Let's run through it and then we'll vote. Candidate number one, biggest show, Wednesday night, that is tomorrow night, at the American Airlines Center, Ariana Grande.
You air dolphin to this song?
What's that?
You air dolphin?
No, I don't air dolphin.
Hand out the window.
Hand out the window and porpoise it up and down. No end. No.
Some
she's
of her
weird.
Songs are pretty good.
Uh-oh. We've got,
including this one,
Confiding George in our ear right now. All of a sudden, my voice is ragged out. I don't know what happened. One less problem without you. I got one. Okay, George is giving us another message now.
No, that's telling the song. That's
oh.
all the song. Let me go.
Yeah, we get the message. Now, she is weird.
How so?
Apparently, she talks like a baby all the time, and she doesn't like to walk.
I'm sorry?
She doesn't like to walk. She gets her bodyguards, or her boyfriend at the time, to carry her.
Like piggyback kind of thing?
No, like cradled like in baby. The arms, like a baby hold.
Why? Oh,
that's weird.
Like carrying across the threshold kind of hold.
Why?
Because she doesn't like to walk.
Why?
She doesn't like pressure on her feet.
Yeah, because she's got to bust moves when she performs, so got to stay off her feet.
Because she's so wealthy and powerful that she has now outsourced walking.
I'm also
I don't walk anymore.
A little hung up on the talks like a baby all the time thing.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Like, she can't make a request of, hey, will you hand me that water over there? It's, will you hand me your baby the wawa?
Oh, my man. God.
Okay. Now, she does have very many different voices, because in this song already, she sounded like a guy whispering,
there's
and now
different
this.
Different people in the song.
Oh, it is?
This is Iggy Azalea, guest starring.
Yeah. Oh, Iggy Azalea. Famous black artist, right? No?
No.
No.
Oh, it's a white girl from the southern part of the United States who's imitating the African-American artist that she hears. Oh, no? She's from Australia? Or...
God, let's move on so we can stop listening to this. That's candidate one.
I got one less problem when this song ends.
Mm-hmm. Biggest show coming to town this week, Friday at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. The much maligned Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
This is how I'm not offended by Nickelback. I mean, I don't like him, but I don't. I'm not all.
It's just so boring.
That's okay.
Why are they the most hated band in America? Why is that?
No, I guess maybe their music doesn't keep up with their attitude, maybe. I don't know.
I think they're... I would put them in the top 10 most hated bands of the past 50 years.
Yes.
Since rock and roll has started.
Put them in the top five. I'm not offended.
Who else would be in there?
Is Creed up there?
Yes, you would have to put Creed. You know, Salon had list of the 15 mm-hmm. most hated bands of the last 30 years. Nickelback was number one.
Okay.
98 Degrees made it.
That's unfair.
Smash Mouth.
Again, unfair. I like Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth sings what? I get knocked down, I get up again. No. Is that Chumbawamba?
Hey, now,
no, they do All-Star. When there's Saturday Night Live sketch where, Mom, Smash Mouth is in the closet. And every time the mom would leave the little kid to go to sleep for the night, Smash Mouth would come out and sing All-Star. Black Eyed Peas made the most hated list. Insane Clown Posse. Hootie and the Blowfish. There's a good one for you. They have Goo Goo Dolls on this list. And John Mayer, Dave Matthews Band, Creed, Train. I think Train has some good songs.
I do too.
Train.
Fish, Limp Bizkit, Blink 182.
I like a lot of those bands.
Honorable mention, Kid Rock, Linkin Park, Spin Doctors, and Blues Traveler.
Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
All right, that's candidate number two. Candidate number three, biggest show coming to town. Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Sturgill Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
George is easing his pants down.
He is great.
That's not a real country name, Sturgill.
No, I guess not.
I'm kidding. It's an extremely country name, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
Sturgill?
Sounds like some old guy.
I thought it was a very formal name, maybe.
It sounds country. To me like the guy that would be sitting on the porch, Whitland, Sturgill.
This is his version of The Promise, which is awesome.
Yes, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I love this song, really, by the way, by When in Rome.
I'll always be
there. Yes!
He's so awesome, and has really just gone nuts here in the last year or so. Remember, we did a segment about a year ago. The Hardlines talked a lot about him.
And but we discovered him on this show.
They may have done something before we did. I don't know. I'd first heard about him from Casey Donahue told me about him, and I'd never heard of him. And I started listening to him and thought he was just brilliant. He's a good guitar picker, writes great songs. Hey, turn up purple in here just for a sec, Jared.
He's 36. How did it take him so long to get popular just in the last couple of years?
They won't play him next door. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, maybe not next door, but he's starting to get some national recognition now. And he's got a new record deal with Atlantic, so I think you're going to hear a lot more of him if you haven't heard of him. Listen to that voice, though. Turn this up. You sing a little bit more clear. Said your voice might be too country next to what they've been here. Can you sing a little more about outlaws and the way things used to be? Said you just worry about writing them songs, leave everything else to me. Got a great band with him. That's Friday night, Thursday night.
That is Friday night.
At Billy Bob's.
Get that done. All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town. Saturday night at the House of Blues, Bad Religion.
Aren't they from way back when?
They first formed in 1979.
Oh, my Lord.
Punk rock from L.A. Actually from the Valley, San Fernando Valley.
The 101?
They put out an album in 2013 that did all right.
Still making music.
Yeah, in fact, they've had a pretty consistent, they've never gone more than, 3 years since 1982 without putting out an album.
And they save a lot of money on studio rental when it comes time to record a song, apparently.
They just use an iPhone and get in the garage.
Yeah, I don't think they have that. It's a jam box.
Piece of crap!
Norm.
All right, and finally, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville. It is a triple header featuring, and I'm assuming these guys are all going to play together, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Kris Kristofferson.
Dang.
Wow.
That's at the Windstar?
Yep.
I'm going to this.
No way.
It's scary, take my mind. Boy, I tell you. Hear that pickup that Willie's playing with? It is my life's mission to find that pickup. It's a Prismatone pickup, and you cannot find them anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, like anyone can even know.
Actually, a dude in Texas that started making them again. But he quit.
So you're saying they're all playing together? Like it's a song swap kind of thing?
They're billed as appearing together, but you know, it could be Willie comes out for 30 minutes,
right,
then
yeah.
Chris comes out, then Merle, then they all
That's
at the end
pretty
play
big
together.
Show, like Windstar.
Mm-hmm.
I regret that I never saw the Highwaymen.
Yeah.
Because how many of them are dead? Johnny and Waylon.
It's the Legends of the Road show. I would imagine that if all three are there on the in the same First room, they're going to play together at some point, if not the whole thing. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week.
Such greatness.
Is it candidate number one, Wednesday night at the American Airlines Center, Ariana Grande? Candidate two, Friday at JEXA, Nickelback? Candidate three, Friday at Billy Bob Sturgill Simpson? Candidate four, Saturday at the House of Blues, Bad Religion? Or candidate five, Saturday at the Windstar, Willie, Merle, and Chris? George.
I'll vote for Sturgill Simpson.
You're nuts. You're brainhead nuts.
Nope.
Gordo?
It's Willie, Merle, and Chris.
Sean?
Sturgill Simpson.
Chair.
Ariana Grande.
Chair can die.
That might be the most accurate vote, actually. Fernando?
The Grande.
Don't say the Grande.
Gosh, I'm with Gordo. I think it's Willie, Merle, and Chris.
Three legends.
Yes. But it. But
yesterday's news.
That means we have a three-way tie.
Oh, you're right, Junior. They are all playing together at the same time.
So let's have Elmer Wayne break the tie.
It's Willie and
it's Willie, Merle, and Chris, Saturday at the Windstar in Thackerville. It's a big show.
More buzz about Sturgill. All right, what's next in the corner?